today we join Jesus on his way to Jerusalem. During the Lenten season, the church invites us to join Jesus in heart and mind on this journey to Jerusalem. We discover that Jesus is upset, and no, not just upset. Jesus is grieved that the people of Jerusalem refuse to accept him as Lord and King. He has been faithful to the covenant God had made with Abraham and his descendants, the covenant we were reminded of today in our reading from Genesis. But the people of Jerusalem had not been faithful to the covenant and had rejected God by rejecting his son, Jesus. Jesus helps us understand how he feels by comparing himself with a familiar image, that of a mother hen. He does this in two ways, by speaking of Herod as a fox out to get the hen, and secondly, by comparing himself with a hen who would gather her chicks under her wings. This image of a mother hen with her chicks gathered under her wings is one of safety and security, protection, warmth, tenderness, and love. That's how Jesus felt toward the people of Jerusalem. He loved them and wanted to gather them, unite them, and to bring them back to God. But they would not come to him. Imagine a mother hen with her wings outstretched, calling for her chicks to come to her, to come home, and they do not come home. Imagine the grief, the agony of loving people that will not respond, that only rebel and oppose. Jesus says, how often would I have gathered your children together? It's a similar agony to parents after a close call saying, how many times have I asked you to look both ways before crossing the street? How many times? Or how many times have we asked you to call in if you're going to be late? We do pay the cell phone bill. Call in. Jesus longed for his people to turn to him for life and salvation, but they would not respond except to reject his love, reject his protection, and reject his security. It's our task to respond to God's initiative. God makes the first move. We don't initiate a relationship with God. Okay, God, I'm ready for you now. We don't initiate that relationship. We are called to respond to God's invitation that is always right there. It's never not there. We are called to respond. Folks have not always understood this. In the early centuries of the church, some people believed that a person could take the initial and the fundamental steps towards salvation by his or her own efforts without any initiative from God, apart from God's grace. And that little attitude right there was called a heresy. It was the heresy of Pelagianism, been called the favorite heresy of the Episcopal Church. It's still with us today. It's the attitude that says, I can get to God by myself. I can get all this stuff without God's help. I can run my own salvation story, thanks. God is the initiator, and we are called to respond. We need to get off God's throne. You know, sometimes that's the most pastoral thing a pastor can say to somebody who's agonizing over certain things because they can't figure out why they can't make things happen, and that's because they're sitting in the wrong seat. So why are we talking about getting to God today, about salvation, in a group of folks who consider themselves Christians, who have already responded to God's initiative in our lives, and consider ourselves related to God through God's Son, Jesus Christ? Well, primarily we talk about these things in order to remember our history together, that Jerusalem really is the center of salvation history. Jerusalem is a holy city for three of the world's great religions. For Jews and Christians, its holiness began with God's covenant with Abraham and the promise of a land. David, Israel's king, chose it as his capital. He also chose Jerusalem for the site of the temple, which his son Solomon would later build. So, in fact, it was and it is a holy city for the Hebrew nation. Jesus knew that Jerusalem was his death place, the place where the old covenant would end and the new covenant would begin. When he left the Mount of Transfiguration, he set his face resolutely toward Jerusalem. And it remains for Christians the holy city of our Lord's life, death, and resurrection. So we talk about these events related to our salvation history in order to be sure that we remember our story. Not just our own personal faith journey to respond to God's initiative in our life, but that we remember our whole story as Christians. If we don't remember our story, then we can't tell our story. If we don't tell our story, then how will other people know about our story so they can respond to God's initiative in their lives? Remembering is something we Episcopalians value. Our liturgy, our worship recounts that each and every week. Particularly in the Eucharist, we hear the story no matter whether we use A, B, C, or D, 1 or 2, or three. Whether we use any of those, the same thing is there, the story of salvation. And we remember together as a gathered community when we have the Eucharist together. Sometimes it's easy to slip into a kind of thinking and feeling that says, I'm alone. I'm alone. Particularly during Lent, when there's a likely emphasis on what you as an individual are giving up or taking on as a Lenten discipline, you can sort of begin to feel isolated. It's important to not only think of ourselves as individuals related to God through Christ, but also as a community related to God through Christ. Jesus didn't compare himself to a mother hen wanting to gather just one of her chicks under her wing, but rather the entire brood of chicks, which is probably why Pat chose the hymn she did that just preceded this, as it talked too about a brood. And when we gather as we do today, we are in a very real sense gathering together as the entire brood of chicks which Jesus longed to hold close and embrace. Secondly, we talk about these things in order to be encouraged and uplifted. Jesus' love for us took him to the cross. We need to be reminded sometimes that we are loved. We need that reminding. That God loves us, and the gospel today reminds us clearly. It reminds us that God loves us as a mother hen who cuddles her chicks under her wings, protecting them, giving them security, warmth, and tenderness. As a mother hen gathers her chicks under her wings. In today's society, the term mother hen has sort of taken on a negative flavor, though. We think of a mother hen as someone who is overprotective, who does things for ourselves that we really can and need to do for ourselves. God is not overprotective. God is not that kind of a mother hen. God doesn't do things for us that we can and should do for ourselves. But sometimes we expect God to, don't we? How often do we try to give up our responsibility to God and then blame God when things go badly? God is our ultimate, yes, our ultimate, the ultimate ground of our very being, but not our ultimate rescuer. God is here to protect us as a mother hen protects her chicks. But how often do we seek our security elsewhere? Are we not sometimes like the people of Jerusalem who reject and ignore the God within us? We do sometimes seek ultimate security from people, places, and things that cannot provide us ultimate security. We place a high value on security, and frequently our problems in living can be traced back to our destructive methods of seeking security. I'm sure you can think of many examples of destructive ways of seeking security. It might be valuable to us to remind ourselves during our insecure times of the image Jesus used in describing himself to us, that of a mother hen cuddling her chicks under her wings. God loves us. God is love. And anything we believe about God, anything we believe about God that contradicts or diminishes that God is love and that we are loved, can be tossed out of our theology, out of our beliefs about God. Toss it out. It came from somewhere else. Toss it out. So this Lent, let us continue our journey with Jesus to Jerusalem. Let us remember our story and remember and be faithful to the promises we made to Jesus in the covenant of our baptism. Let us not grieve Jesus as the people of Jerusalem did when they refused to accept him as Lord and King. And finally, let us remember the comforting image Jesus gives of himself in today's gospel. The image of a mother hen cuddling her chicks under her wings. We are loved and we are embraced. Amen.